Gulf Regional Council, through its local authorities, identified that there were some major local area traffic management hazards with regard to the laying down of freight when it comes to town. And if you were to drive into either Nooka or Noombawa, there are these great big open paddocks of dust or mud, depending on the season, where the whole community converges to receive their freight on several days during the week. So we identified that we were seeing road trains, vehicles, forklifts, pedestrians, kids, all congregating on the day the freight came. And, you know, we could see that there was only tragedy to look forward to, really. We also looked at the fact that these areas, at Noombawa, for example, I have a barge landing, I have a mechanics workshop, I have a diesel bowser, a fuel bowser, and we have the freight trucks coming in. So we actually have several services operating in the same space where the trucks literally drive through the crowd. So the need was very high, and the potential for both property and life at risk was high as well.
What's the timeline on this project? When do you anticipate construction to commence?
Well, we expect now we'll be seeking a variation for the reef project with the Northern Territory Government, because we had hoped that we'd have all the funding by now, and now we're up against the wet season. So we don't expect that we'll be able to roll this out until after the wet season, and that's potentially May, June. Then we're expecting it'll be a six-month turnaround. And following that, we have a 12-month default period, so the project's literally going to be going on for the next year and a half.
And in terms of in that 6 months, what kind of infrastructure will people start to see appearing in these communities?
So instead of seeing a very vast bowl of dust or mud and the red mud that we get up here, they'll be seeing turn-off lanes, signs, bitumen, concrete islands and concrete lay down bays, open shelter for wet season, where things can be laid down before pickup undercover, because we sometimes, obviously, particularly in Noombawa, we've actually got barges landing in the wet season. So, like I said, it's not very sexy. It's a whole pile of bitumen and concrete, just basically taking it from dust to sealing it and hardening it, that there's security, that there's lighting, so night things can happen at night time. So it's basically they're going to see a nice, open, formalised lay down area with some loading ramps as well. So loading ramps from the back of a Toyota to the back of a semi.
I know that the highway leading to these communities, the Roper Highway, has had some concerns in the past over safety being too narrow and calls for it to sort of be upgraded. Does this project sort of lend to the start of that process as well?
I mean, if industry is suggesting that there's going to be an increase in freight delivery services, then there's more need to get onto that bandwagon as well. I mean, unfortunately, our expectations have to remain mediocre because of the huge cost of developing, you know, two-lane vehicle access to these towns. And what I can gather, they just do a little bit at a time. I know that their policy has changed, so that every time they upgrade a culvert or a bridge, that they're putting in the two-lane requirement. And eventually, over maybe 20 or 30 years, we'll end up with a better road network to these remote locations. But it's very costly. The cost is double almost in these remote locations compared to what it costs in Darwin or Alice Springs, for example.
But I suppose having these freight hubs could be the start of getting that ball rolling with further upgrades.
Yeah, and this is where, you know, the policies of government are talking about end-of-line infrastructure. You know, maybe if we build it, they will come. And it's going to greatly increase the entry statement into each town as well. Indigenous communities are often seen as being dust bowls and unmanaged and unmaintained. And as Nooka and Noombawa grow and our expertise in municipal and local government service delivery grows, we're seeing these other major projects that aren't buildings, and money seems to go into buildings and bricks and mortar, but it does. There's not a lot of money going into, like I said, the unsexy things that nobody else is actually identifying. You know, where council has a whole of community focus, And when we look at infrastructure, we try and make sure that, you know, we address, put our efforts where the need is most.
So you talk about the safety concerns, but I guess the council's obviously also hoping that having these sort of transport hubs will stimulate growth in these communities.
Yeah, so it's called end of line infrastructure, and governments are talking about this all around the place, and there's remote infrastructure that's required. We've talked to the industry as well, and the truck driving and the freight companies in town, and they've all suggested that they, if there's improved access and lay down end of line infrastructure, that they will increase their service delivery to those areas. And when towns as remote as Knockra and Noombawa are relying solely, you know, most of the year on road train freight, then it makes sense that we put that infrastructure in. These towns are growing as well. They've been identified under the Community Champions Program as being fast-tracked economies. So it makes sense that we put in this not very sexy infrastructure, and nobody's probably putting it at their front of their business priorities, but it's certainly something that council can see as essential infrastructure to support the economic growth in these fast-track economies.
Is it expected to generate some local jobs?
Absolutely. In the construction phase, we expect that there will be at least 25% local Indigenous employment on the programs. And that's not FIFOs from Queensland, that's local people. We've also had the CDP program, or Work for the Dole, where we would expect several participants to be able to be given job opportunities on those projects. And, you know, there are small emerging Indigenous businesses that are starting to work in the civil works arena, and there are jobs to come with governments continuing to focus on delivering infrastructure like this project in these remote communities.